Sanger. The girl on TV who's so good-looking you have to watch out for her because she's so good-looking. Find out who it is tomorrow at 7:30 with George and Craig. Dunham and Miller, mornings on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We're going to turn our attention to the little Mavericks here in just a bit. Mm-hmm. But right now, it's time to stop down for a little bit of... And this is brought to you by Jack Daniels and by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. The Rangers resume play at home. In fact, the better part of their remaining schedule will be at home. The games are going to do nothing except get bigger, and more important, you're going to want to go to many of them, and Texas Tickets will hook you up with great seats. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room. Let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality who I got the upper hand on today. Here is Cobra Cabana.
Thank you, Michael.
Hello, Cobra.
Well, she has officially checked herself in to that deluxe apartment in the sky.
Oh, God, how long have you been thinking of that?
About 30 seconds. Isabel Sanford, dead at 86.
Wheezy.
The great Wheezy from the Jeffersons is gone.
What a bummer.
She joins Roxy Roker. Paul Benedict, is he dead?
No, he's still alive.
Well, she didn't join him yet.
The beautiful Esther Rolle.
I'm talking about people from the Jeffersons. I don't think they crossed over. Is the white guy dead? Roxy Roker's husband? Isn't he dead?
I don't think he is.
He's not? Are you sure? I hadn't seen much of him in 30 years.
Had you seen him up until then?
No.
What about the maid, Florence?
She's alive.
No, Marla Gibbs is dead?
No, she's alive. Marla Gibbs?
I thought she died.
She just did 227 here recently, didn't she?
Yeah, about 15 years ago.
Okay, you call me.
How about Mike Evans?
He's still alive.
Would you get off?
What?
Good times.
Mike Evans was, he was Lionel.
He was Lionel.
Oh.
And by the way,
isn't there a mic on the Michael? Michael.
Michael?
Oh, my
God.
I'm a little confused.
What is the matter with you?
I'm upset that she's dead. Go ahead, Greg. You were going to say something. Mike.
Totally,
she is an aging African-American queen.
I know.
Why would you call her that?
I have respect for them more than any of you.
She was admitted into Cedars-Sinai on July 4th. Her health had been on the decline since she had artery surgery 10 months ago in her neck.
See there? That's a circulation thing.
I think she had Coach's neck.
Well, I bet she had Coach's leg.
She had Coach's boob.
She won an Emmy in 1981 for lead actress in a comedy. She was the first black woman to be honored. She had 5 Golden Globe nominations. And she was pretty...
busty?
Pretty funny in the Old Navy commercials, Danny.
She was great.
Did you watch Jeffersons?
Yes, I did.
Okay, how is it that you watch the Jeffersons
and you only watch black comedies?
Is this how you know black people?
Yes, from sitcoms.
From
the 70s.
No.
You think everyone in the black community goes to the free clinic?
I know black people.
It's either one way or the other. There's no middle ground for black America with you. They either live in the Chicago projects or in a New York penthouse.
No.
You sure?
I know them from my days in the hood.
Were there how many black people?
In your school?
I know black people. None.
Right.
Zero.
But that vast amount of experience you had has brought you to know black people.
They didn't go to my school, but they were around everywhere.
Uh-huh. Well, why didn't they go to your school if they were around everywhere?
You couldn't avoid them.
But you somehow you managed to at your public school.
I know black people.
Which was obviously meant for the people in your neighborhood to go to that particular school, correct?
Right, right.
So there were zero black people in your neighborhood.
There were none in my neighborhood, but they were around everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Well, where?
Like Dallas?
I know black people. Well, they went to South Oak Cliff.
Okay.
And I knew a bunch of the guys that went to South Oak Cliff.
Well, like who?
Like who?
Sure,
let's name some names.
Yeah.
Like what, Stokely Carmichael? You know him?
Is that default for him?
That's coming default
for him. Like H-Rap Brown?
Oscar Sturgis.
You did not know H-Rap Brown.
Sure I did. He went to Sock.
Bill Walton. He can't name one African-American person from his youth.
That he befriended. Because there are none.
Long Dong Silver.
There's one. Well, we'll all miss
you
Isabel
Stanford.
You
want names?
Stanford.
I'll give you names.
Okay.
Don't think about it. I'll give you names tonight.
He's going to make them up.
Yeah. Otis Sistrunk. But we're not here to talk about you and your lily white scene as a child in your gated community of Kimball High School. We're here to pay tribute to Isabel Stanford, who is dead at the age of 86.
She will be missed.
She will.
She contributed.
Yes, she did. Spider-Man made $46 million over the weekend.
Oh, falling off.
12-day total to $257 million.
You ever made a quarter of $1 billion in 12 days, Greg?
Not in 12, but I made it in a year one time.
With last contract re-up?
Seventh year of the ticket. We had a good year.
From what I hear, the second place film is a true cinema classic, Anchorman, making $28 million. Now, has anyone seen that? Because I certainly haven't. Danny, have you?
No, I haven't. I'd love to.
How about you, Mike?
No.
Corby, have you seen it?
No, no. How about you, Grego?
I paid for it, but then I walked out. Because it's the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
You walked out of a film.
Sure did. It was that bad.
Was it worse than Crash?
In a different type of way, yeah.
Siskel and Ebert gave it two thumbs up.
They did not. I saw that.
No, they did.
Well, it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in
my life. Siskel didn't give it any thumbs up.
Well, whatever his name is, Gene Rayburn and Ebert.
I'm telling you, it's horrible.
Gene Rayburn and Ebert.
What's the guy's name?
Raper.
Roper.
Roper.
Ebert and Roper. So it's bad.
It's horrendous.
It's not funny? It's hilarious.
It's just stupid. It's over the top stupid. And
he can't even pull it off?
This from somebody who walked out on Pulp Fiction as well.
You and I will love this movie, I guarantee you.
You can't be trusted on films. You realize that.
Okay, I'll go for that. I'll take that. But I'm telling you right now, I don't think you two make it during the movie either.
I've never walked out of a movie in my life.
Well, maybe you won't walk out of it, but you won't like it. It's I'm telling you, it's dumb, it's stupid, it's just bad. It's just not funny.
I mean,
is there anything wrong with a little mindless fun? But see, that's what it...
Do you think he would like it?
No.
There's no dinosaurs in it.
Right. No cops, no baseball playing dinosaurs or cops.
You know, like old school, you know how that's kind of silly?
Yeah.
It's not like that at all. I mean, it's just over-the-top stupidity. It's bad. So it takes dinosaurs for me to like a movie?
Dinosaurs or baseball.
Or cops.
Now, if the, what's the name of the movie? Eyewitness?
If there was a film about Babe Ruth time-traveling back to prehistoric times, you would enjoy that. And how he conquered the dinosaurs through baseball.
If Anchorman had been played by Burt Reynolds, do you think Gregor would have liked it?
He would have loved it.
Would not have.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing could save that movie.
With Jackie Gleason as his witty boss. Always riding his ass. Maybe Sally Field.
There's only one good thing about Anchorman. That's the guy that played the PD at the station was Fred Willard.
Jerry Reed's his cameraman.
Yeah.
And they quit their jobs to smuggle beer.
Right.
Across the great Southwest.
Well, despite the fact I can't be trusted on movies, which, you know, that's probably true, you guys go see it, and you both will come to me if you're honest and say you were right. That was horrendous.
So, Was it as good or worse as Sharky's Machine?
It was worse than Sharky's Machine.
I'm taking the Hammer's word for it. I'm not going to go see it.
Courtney Love has been hospitalized.
For slutness.
I don't think that's a disease.
Oh, what a word.
Of course, she failed to appear in court this past Friday on her 40th birthday, and her lawyer says...
Why is she not in jail?
Because her lawyer says she didn't really know it was her turn to be in court. Cut her some slack, Greg. And she's in the hospital. Her lawyer says it's not drug or suicide related.
Which means it is.
No.
But according to him, it is this. Quote, a serious gynecological medical condition.
She got a big problem?
Gynecological condition?
Gynecological. She has...
Just crotch rot, Mike.
Yeah.
She's got a beef problem.
I mean, I guess...
Now, does it say there what she told people about this?
Giant beaver.
That's her press release right there.
Why did she go through Tom Grieve to issue that?
He's a spokesperson for the Stars.
Giant beaver.
There he goes again.
Poor Tom.
No, unfortunately, on my Holiday Inn Express scratch piece of paper, it doesn't say what she told her constituents.
That is the most half-ass e-news ever conceived.
What do you mean?
This was researched
meticulously. Look at it. Well, I know.
I've read where they think it's a miscarriage.
Oh, really?
Now,
rumor was, now she made a slip-up
in court. Unless she had an abortion at her house.
In court a couple of weeks ago, she said... She made a joke about being pregnant. She was like, but don't print that. I'm joking. So it could be.
That's what I read.
Bitch.
Could be.
Mike?
Come on. She had a miscarriage.
Why do you do that?
She probably just got the clap.
Oh, yeah.
Sir?
Boy, look at everybody take the high road here.
She
probably got the clap. They just need to bring in a pool sweep and clean it out.
You're not very sensitive.
Would it be one of those self-cleaning ones that just runs over her body back and forth?
Not when it comes to that slut, I don't.
Maybe throw a Polaris in there?
Mm-hmm. Clean it
in
out.
There.
That's probably what it'd take for her. That slut.
Yeah, I thought she loved sluts.
Well, I do.
Well, what's your problem with her?
Just giving a remedy.
Would you have sex with her?
Yes.
Slut.
Yeah, why not?
You would?
Yeah.
Why not? Still a nice piece, I say.
Why not?
What a cavernous... jar of mayonnaise that would be.
Be like opening a gate and screwing a pasture.
By the way, Fahrenheit 9/11 now made $80 million.
What did it make over the weekend? 11?
Yes, it made 11.
Just made about $79 million profit.
Yeah, it'll reach 100 million. There's no question about it. And it will change the election. Let's see. David Bowie is recovering from his emergency heart surgery he had over the weekend.
Hold on. Let's hold a good thought for him.
Boy, that guy looks so...
Emergency heart surgery, David Bowie?
You didn't hear
about
that?
Hello?
No.
Yes.
This happened last month.
Wait. It took 15 seconds for that to register,
he was
in the middle of quota.
I think he had a heart attack.
I think he had a heart attack during a show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's recovering. He's 57, Mike, and he looks younger than me.
He's probably had a lot of work done.
You think?
I bet you he's had some work done.
You're 56 anyway.
Definitely on, you know, he's
got... Yeah, I'm 3 years older than you.
That's right.
He has John Elway mouth.
What is that?
Ooh, there's Marines outside.
Man,
and they've got guns.
They do.
Good.
I think guns are good. They are marching around with guns.
Thanks for the commentary, Mike.
Yeah, you didn't hear about David Bowie?
Guns are good. No, I didn't hear about this.
Yeah, supposedly backstage.
See, I lean on E-News for this type of thing, and E-News let me down.
Well, here I am. What do you think I'm letting you down for?
Cobra.
I called you over the weekend?
That'd be courteous if you would.
And I thought you had a TV, but you were too busy watching dinosaur baseball.
Who the hell can afford TVs?
Watching a stegosaurus learn how to bunt.
Is Groob's feeding his comedy in our ears?
So.
Yeah. Or is that on the air?
He said with Joy Behar announcing. It's a View reference. It's okay, Groob's. It's a shot in the dark.
Where you go, Groob's?
That's
contributing.
Would you stick to looking up stats, you midget?
Oh, hey.
Hey, don't call Groob's a midget. He's a dwarf.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, that was funny.
Was it?
Yeah, it was. Don't take up for Groobs. Yeah, anyway, so he had this emergency heart surgery. It was like an angioplasty or whatever, mm-hmm. which cleared out his clogged arteries. The great David Bowie at 57.
I mean, the way you are, you just...
It was
an angioplasty or something.
Okay, what do you mean?
Is the facts are a little bit on the indecisive side.
I know.
Here.
Is that half-assed, saying it's an angioplasty or something?
Or something.
Well, it was either that or an appendectomy. I'm not sure, but it had to do with his heart. I'm going to go with angioplasty. Look, the Holiday Inn Express, you can't write everything down.
The facts are murky here, aren't they?
These are basically E-News quick hits.
Aren't you supposed to be smart if you sleep at a Holiday Inn last night?
You know what?
We haven't slept there yet, but we're going to be some smart sumbitches tomorrow.
You know what it says on my E-News run sheet about David Bowie? David Bowie recovering from heart surgery.
You know, Ron,
period, end of sentence.
We watched a 20-minute report on it on the news this morning.
I know, you know, Ron, I'm giving you the information.
He's either dead or alive, something.
Yeah, he's dead or something.
Or something.
Madonna's looking to become pregnant again at 46.
Hang on. Grego has something.
People look to you for information.
And I just delivered.
Not really. Not really. I'm wondering if Weezy's dead.
Yes, she is.
Or something.
She's dead.
That's your out always, Cobra.
Now what?
Or something.
Madonna wants to have another baby at the age of 46.
What's wrong?
Too old?
Bitch. Yes.
Michael. She loves her children.
She doesn't need to ruin that body of hers.
She's already ruined that body. That body's ruined.
And Sharon Stone says that she will appear in Basic Instinct 2. She's dropping the lawsuit against the producers. And she will appear in the sequel.
Beef? Again?
You know, that wasn't supposed to be in the movie.
That was an accident, Greg.
They told her it wasn't going to be in there.
They
kept it, and she's pissed.
Oh, yeah, she shows up on the set one day wearing no underwear, and that's an accident, huh?
Well, it was supposed to,
well, they told her that
supposed
she wasn't
to shock
gonna...
the actors, from what I hear, or something.
Or something.
It was supposed to
or some
shock
such.
Newman.
Yeah, it was supposed to shock Newman, and it did.
Well, you see him sweating over there?
Yeah.
She uncrossed those legs?
We do have one quote.
That beeve crawled out?
Yes.
Oh,
Sharon Stone has issued a press press statement through Tom Grieve.
Giant beaver.
Right.
Right. That's what we can expect from Basic Instinct 2.
Oh, dear.
All right, that's E-News for today.
And that's E-News.
Maybe from Houston forever. If it doesn't get a little bit better tomorrow.
Thorough. Very researched.
Coming up next... It appears as though the Little Mavericks have been dealt out of the Shaq Derby. That next here on the ticket.